WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has approved banning e-cigarettes to minors.
Before the unanimous vote prohibiting possession and consumption to those under 18, the council voted 4-3 against Blanche Brick's amendment restoring limitations on where adults consume e-cigs in public places.
I believe it's clear from the statements that we've all seen and read from emails from people who have been exposed to this and found it in some of the emails people have testified, they found the vapors to be more of a problem to them than the cigarette smoke itself was.
Brick's amendment, supported by Mayor Nancy Berry and Councilwoman Julie Schultz, was dropped last month following opposition from some business owners in the Northgate District. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Early enrollment numbers in the College Station School District shows more students than expected. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says it beat last year's 6% increase.
As of the same date last year, at the same time, our average daily attendance is up 730 kids, which is 6.6%. To put it in perspective, over the course of the last 10 to 12 years, our average growth rate has been between 3 and 3.5%.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, affecting 6 of the 8 campuses. The district's 9th elementary, Spring Creek, will open next August. There is one member of the Bryan City Council who supports the proposed changes in the city charter. Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says if voters approve banning relatives of council members from being hired or serving as city employees, that should apply only to future positions.
I know that we can interpret this new charter to include and grandfather any employee of the city of Bryan and BTU so that no one will lose their job. And if someone does, that will not be my vote.
Councilman Chuck Condorla, also on the Infomaniacs, says lots of city employees will be losing their jobs if the amendment passes.
A lot to me is one is a lot. I think the figure is going to be a lot more than that. I know that a couple of council members have relatives employed by BTU. They'll be losing their job.
Condola says city staff is in the process of quantifying that number that would be affected. The proposal would ban anyone within 3 degrees of a Bryan council member to be hired or appointed. A Brazos County District Court jury didn't have to decide whether a Bryan man was guilty of participating in a convenience store robbery last October. The jury did decide punishment of 17 years in prison for 19-year-old Nicholas Bokert II. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office said Bokert pleaded guilty before testimony started. A clerk working at the Gateway Exxon at University and the freeway was struck on the head and unconscious, and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. A co-defendant, 19-year-old Jordan Krob of Bryan, is scheduled for trial in November. A College Station woman is hospitalized in stable condition after she was hit by a pickup while crossing University in the Northgate District Wednesday night. Investigators say there was no evidence of alcohol, but they are checking other circumstances, including whether the 27-year-old pedestrian was in a crosswalk. The driver, who had no passengers, was in the process of making a left turn from Spence to University. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing. The home of the bulletproof roof.
For
the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Let's check some weather at 712, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Unsettled weather conditions in the forecast, some much-needed rain also. Today we'll see sun give way to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later today, 90. Showers and thunderstorms look pretty possible tonight. Some may actually produce heavy downpours, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll taper off tomorrow night, low of 70. Lots of leftover cloudiness Sunday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the with Rutter kicking things off for high school football last night. We'll have the rest of the high school football report for you. Aggies getting ready for Rice. Aggie soccer gets another win. Aggie volleyball with a big upset and a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
And as far as the radar is concerned, all the rain seems to be up there in the Red River right now. Right up there on the border, but we'll get it trucking down, and it's pretty, really, it's pretty significant. I mean, it goes out to the southwest of Lubbock, and then all the way up into Arkansas. So I mean, it's a pretty good long chunk of rain. And anyhow, we hope it's trucking down this way. We'd like that. Well, I don't know how this will make you feel. Americans loving those credit cards once again.
No, boy.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? About a year and a half ago, I mean, we're finally getting credit card debt paid down a little bit. It's okay. Anyhow, that's not happening. U.S. Americans added more than $28 billion in new credit card debt during the second quarter of 2014, an amount that is 46% higher than the next highest second quarter debt buildup. And so they compare second quarter to second quarter and that sort of thing. That way you can understand, because you have to think that there's some consistency during that time, and that's the reason they compare it. That is the second highest buildup ever, so we'll see. They said the largest increase was 200% once. That was back between 2009 and 2011.
Goodness.
But at 46%, that's still pretty significant. And the other thing that they found is that there are a lot of households that are led by seniors that are stuck in poverty due to old student loans.
Ooh.
Now, I haven't necessarily read the details of this to know. I mean, is this a transgenerational in that they skipped the generation and they went to grandma and grandpa and asked them to help pay for junior's student loan? In other words, mom and dad couldn't necessarily do it, so they co-signed on it. I mean, I don't know. I have to dig up that story and see. If that's the case, that's probably disquieting on all sorts of levels.
Yes, it is.
Got a new burger that's not available here. You know, it seems like other countries get all the cool stuff. This one, I don't know, is too cool, but Burger King rolling out their all-black burger.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I heard something. Go ahead.
It's all black. Yeah. It's all black. It'd be a sandwich with black buns, black sauce, black cheese. The hamburger patty looks pretty regular, like your Burger King burger patty, although it does contain black pepper. The sauce is made black with onion, garlic, and squid ink.
Squid ink, yep.
Squid ink.
Squid ink. Squid ink.
Squid ink. You went there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Anyway,
it's Friday. I don't care.
Those people from Japan, I guess that squid ink is okay. I don't know. Maybe we need to be trying squid ink. I'm not sure. All right. We have crazy people, not just in U.S. America, but in England as well, in the schools. Oh, parents in the village in England. And again, they just have the greatest names. The primary school in Grimethorpe.
Grimethorpe. Well, where else would you go to primary school?
I mean, was that named after somebody named Grimethorpe, or did they have a dirt problem? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, parents in a village in England have removed around 14 children from the school after they instituted a blanket ban on packed lunches.
You can't bring lunches to school?
Milefield Primary School in Grimethorpe says the only options open to parents now are to let them have a school lunch or go home. What is that about? You can't
Wow.
Golly.
You will eat here and you will like it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they say or go home. Does that mean they can go home for lunch? I can't imagine.
Oh, no,
that's
that would be kind of cool.
Well, we used to be able to do that back in the day, you know, when you could do that.
I could never do that.
I lived close enough to the school, I could walk home. That was pretty cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, yeah, just that's back in the good old days. I guess you can't do that anymore. And that was the other thing about getting your driver's license, and you could leave campus.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to eat there. Yeah. Hey, let's all pile in this car. You know, like one person had a car that fit eight people, so we'd all pile in. Yep. Drive off someplace and get a burger and turn around and come back.
Do you have open campus, Patrick?
We did until there was an accident about 2 years before I would have been allowed to. So.
What, like a car accident kind of thing?
Okay. People died.
Oh, I got you. Yep. Okay, wow. So I don't know. Well, what is the policy now? You have any idea?
I mean, I'd venture most of them are closed.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, and they bring a lot of food options onto campus now, so certain districts.
Food trucks? What?
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, let's try that.
We'll roll out the roach coach.
Very nice.
I'm just making friends all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Things get a little slow at the construction sites. Have them swing by.
You betcha.
It'll be all right. Okay, let's see. In the meantime, McDonald's, which prides themselves, speaking of, McDonald's prides themselves on Happy Meals, and it's their I'm loving it slogan. When a Welsh senior citizen was left less than happy after he ate an early morning McDonald's breakfast and was slapped with a $320 fine for falling asleep in the parking lot. Wow.
Goodness.
They fine people for falling asleep in a parking lot? 71-year-old John Colliver used to spend up to $75 a week at his local McDonald's. Often dining there twice a day, but since he got fined in their parking lot, he switched over to Burger King.
I'll show them.
As always, vote with your pocketbook. It's the most important thing to do. Vote with your pocketbook. So, speaking of voting, notice how I did that?
You're a professional.
Thank you. You know, they're having a vote on Thursday across the pond about Scotland breaking away from the United Kingdom. I mean,
yes, and Sean Corey is very happy.
Well, and that's, you know, it's kind of interesting because, I mean, this thing really isn't based on political differences, which is generally what happens
right.
When people, they have some sort of a freedom that they want to have that they don't have right now. Because
Thank you, Mel Gibson. Freedom!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, the difference basically is it's culture-based because... The Scottish people want to make sure that they are asserted as Scots. And you're right. I mean, this is something Sean Connery's talked about for decades. They are not Brits. Now, what's weird is that Scotland has a population of about 5 million. And so they're small. Great Britain's not all that gigantic. They're about 65 million. But they feel like they can do better as an independent. The Scottish referendum is what it's called. According to a writer for the New York Times, says it's a fight over the world of multicultural modernity, being modern, I guess, that makes today's global economy possible, but it also leaves a lot of people feeling like their national identity's been obliterated. And we don't deal with that over here, but the European Union has done that. I mean, the things that make countries different have kind of been pushed to the back because they have this monetary system that's the same, and then they have this ginormous parliament or a governing body that doesn't do anything except outlaw stuff.
We do that over here.
We talked about Sovac City, talked to the guy from Sovac City, Mark, the other day, about how they're outlawing vacuum cleaners that are, you know, that do thus and so. What do you mean we do that over here?
Well, Texans would like to back away from half the crap that's going on.
Well, look, we just ignore, we just turn our back on them if we
true.
Want to. I mean, you know, we're not going to break up into five countries, but they wouldn't let us, but nonetheless. Just
but
saying.
We can if we won't.
That's right. It's out there. So, always the cultural icons, Ben and Jerry's has jumped onto the marijuana bandwagon.
Of course they have.
With all four, yeah. Anyway, September the 15th, they're going to roll out Mary Jane Satisfy My Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, they are.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The new flavor mixes a creamy banana base with caramel and cookie swirls with the help of milk chocolate peace signs. Okay.
All right.
Ice cream. Yeah. So what, are they going to be little pieces of milk chocolate that are the peace signs? I mean, they're going to break. Hey, me and you broke my peace sign. Anyway, the ice cream celebrates the 30th anniversary of Bob Marley's Legend album, and proceeds reportedly will benefit his foundation.
Dude, this is the best ice cream ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The bad part, at least for marijuana fans, at this point, it's not scheduled to be produced in the U.S. Oh, no. It's only available in the U.K. But that's all right. Wash your bowls out with this news.
You did not just do that.
Apparently, and I guess this is not surprising that this happened, but Colorado, marijuana marriages are starting to become the trend. A marijuana-themed wedding. Whole new trend that's going on in Colorado, which is cool because it takes an hour for the bride to walk down the aisle, but the cake is gigantic.
She doesn't walk down the aisle. She rolls
Walmart
up.
Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
He did say she rolled down the aisle, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, all right. All right, coming up in the next half hour, you thought that the schools in England were the only ones who were doing crazy things about food. No. No, we have one for you, a school district in Pennsylvania, and what they have banned. And, you know, Kickstarter, that's a pretty neat deal where you kind of go out there and say, hey, I've got this idea for some sort of a product. Would you help me out by kicking in some money? Sometimes the Kickstarter ideas aren't too good. We'll talk about that. Right now, let's do some weather. Weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Boy, these are just great temperatures, absolutely great. That plus the fact that we got a chance at some showers. I know it might be a little inconvenient, but we do need the rain. Look for a high temperature today of only 92. There's a 60% chance of rain, and some of it could be heavy. Tonight, our low is 70. And, oh, by the way, they've just jacked it up. As I'm looking at it, they changed it. 70% chance of rain now for today and tonight. And our low tonight will be 66 degrees. As far as tomorrow, high of 80, low of 68. There'll still be a 20 or 30% chance of rain hanging around. 86 for a high on Sunday, and it'll be partly sunny. We'll still have very pleasant lows on Sunday and Monday night as well, down around 72 or 73. Right now, the winds are calm. 85% relative humidity. We're looking at 76 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Dingy Harry Reid trying to make people believe that he's offended by a comment made by a Senate candidate, Republican Bill Cassidy, running against Democrat incumbent Mary Landrieu, who it turns out does not even live in Louisiana anymore. Anyway, in a recent interview with the energy website Energy and Environment Daily, Cassidy explained that voting for Landrieu could harm hopes for a pro-oil and gas jobs bill because as senator, Landrieu could return Harry Reid to his position as Senate Majority Leader, and Reid would block the bill from coming up for debate. Cassidy said the Senate isn't run like the world's greatest deliberative body. If Harry Reid decides a measure goes forward, it does. If he decides to kill a measure, it gets killed. Harry Reid runs the Senate like a plantation, Cassidy said. Well, when Dingy Harry heard about that, he started whining. He said, with all of the things going on in America today, that's fairly insensitive. That's really insensitive. That's very insensitive. And if there were ever a statement that deserved an apology, this is it, big time. I mean, has he been taking lessons in Donald Sterling? Where did he get this? See, Harry Reid threw out the rules that have been around since Thomas Jefferson to allow the opposition to filibuster judicial nominations. Harry Reid will not allow senators to amend bills that he thinks aren't worthy. So skip the fake racial offense, Harry. You do run the place like it's your own personal plantation. If anybody should apologize, it's you, Massa Harry.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above-Average Fantasy Football Player, what are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half, and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry, football season is heating up, and this offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code FOOTBALL13. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code FOOTBALL, the number 13.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. E-cigarette sales and possession by minors has been banned in College Station.
A unified city council quickly approved the underage prohibition, but that was after a 4-3 vote against limiting adult consumption in public places. Supporters of Blanche Brick's motion included Mayor Nancy Berry.
I think it is a public service that we need to do. It is the right thing to do to ban this in public spaces.
Julie Schultz added it was an emotional and personal decision.
I'm not normally someone who wants to step out and put in regulations where they don't need to be, but this one in particular, this is the stand I need to take.
James Benham voted no, in part because there are no laws on the federal, state, or county levels.
I don't believe in banning big sodas because they're bad for people with caffeine and sugar. And I don't believe in banning this yet until someone superior to us has actually issued an official opinion.
The council majority, who included John Nichols, Carl Mooney, and Steve Aldrich, were satisfied with letting staff continue researching where adults could and should not consume e-cigs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This fall's enrollment in the College Station School District has exceeded plans for the second straight year. Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says they plan for an average of increase of about 3.5%. Last year, numbers were up almost 6%. The early numbers this year indicate an increase of 6.6%.
So to have these two big years back to back really says something about how that growth is being amped up.
The number of elementary students is 300 over capacity, which means some are in portable buildings.
Six of our eight elementary campuses are at or over capacity. Two of them are not quite there, but with the rezoning, that'll all be redistributed and shuffled out, especially in that high growth area there right in the middle of town where we're building elementary school number 9 or Spring Creek.
College Station school board members will consider final action on new elementary school boundaries when they meet next Tuesday. Two members of the Bryan City Council not only disagree on the merits of a proposed change to the city charter, but how it would be interpreted. Bryan voters will decide in November whether to ban anyone within 3 degrees of a council member from being hired or appointed to a city position. Chuck Condorla, who's an opponent, says if voters approved, he expects it to be in court for a long time.
I think that's unconstitutional that you would have a job, you could be, you know, 2-3 years away from getting retirement, and then because you are related to me in a third degree, you lose your job. We have staff looking into how many they exist. There are a lot. You have seven council members in a town this size, the third degree of affinity, and we all know Kevin Bacon to the sixth degree. Let's say you're related to me to the third degree. You might not even know that.
Rafael Pena, who collected petition signatures in support, says current employees and volunteers could be protected.
The charter, as it's written, does not say any employees will be fired. And if any employee is to be fired, that's because the majority on council interpreted that to be. The way the city can interpret is to grandfather in all the employees who are related to the third degree of consanguinity or affinity.
Comments from Pena and Condorla were from WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Two other proposals would ban council members from voting on issues where a campaign donor gave at least $250 and would also prohibit council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. Bryan police didn't believe a burglary suspect when he said he was inside a 2013 Mercedes because the car was left for him by rapper Juicy J.
However, that just didn't give him the right to go through someone's wallet and some other items, you know, that he had on him.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says 18-year-old Ryan Roguehair was caught by the owner after walking up to his unlocked car Wednesday night, located in the parking lot of Z Islander Apartments, where they both live. According to the arrest report, the suspect had the victim's car keys, driver's license, and laptop. A woman crossing University in Northgate Wednesday night was struck by a pickup. Police say the 27-year-old from College Station is hospitalized in stable condition. The driver was not hurt. Investigators are still determining whether the pedestrian was in the crosswalk, among other circumstances. Alcohol was not considered a factor. The driver was making a left turn from Spence to University when the pedestrian was hit. The Rio Grande Valley will ask the state to compensate the region for the negative publicity business owners say they suffered when Governor Perry and other officials deployed the National Guard and started talking about border chaos. Stephen Alanius, the president of the McAllen Chamber of Commerce, says that the phrase "call out the National Guard" hurt investment.
You think of the last time the National Guard was deployed, that was Ferguson, Missouri. And what was the image that you had there? You had an image of unrest and lawlessness.
Economist Ray Perryman has estimated the losses to the valley at $500 million. Senator Ted Cruz says he walked out of a speech Wednesday night after audience members booed his comments in support of Israel. Cruz was speaking at the In Defense of Christians dinner in Washington when a small but vocal minority started shouting.
I will say this.
You speak for yourself.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews,
no,
then I will not stand with you. Thank you and God bless you.
Afterwards, Cruz said that when faced with hatred and bigotry, he had no choice but to walk off the stage. Before leaving, Cruz called anti-Semitism an evil that was evident and told the audience that if they don't stand with Israel and the Jewish people, then he will not stand with them. WTAW News Time, it's 7:36 and 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Next Wednesday is Girls Night Out. Every third Wednesday is Girls Night Out at Peach Creek Vineyards, right there by Peach Creek in South County. Stop in and kind of enjoy it. You know, it looks like we're getting a little break as far as the temps are concerned, and that's a good deal. They've got a covered deck area out there overlooking some water in the vineyards for you to enjoy yourself. And we're going to have some cooler weather this weekend. That's kind of nice. And, I mean, there may be some rain out there, but, again, with the covered deck, then you're okay. You know, there's a lot of other neat stuff there. They have a gift shop that has a lot of wine-centric type items for you. It's always nice to think of somebody, and you see something, you think about somebody, and you can snatch that up and get that while you're out at Peach Creek Vineyards. Also, they do they have a Frappe Vino machine, which makes wine slushies. You can take any of the wines that they have at Peach Creek, and then say probably 15, 18 wines that they have out there that you can choose, and you flavor the slushy mix because it's neutral. You flavor it with the wine, and that's kind of fun. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com, get some more information on what they've got going out there, and, of course, you can like them on Facebook as well. That's Peach Creek Vineyards, generally open Saturdays noon to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5, but call because they open up for special occasions, and they can open up just for you, too. So Peach Creek Vineyards, stop in and see them or check them out on the Internet at peachcreekvineyards.com.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, maybe even a new car? Atkinson Toyota is proud to bring you the third year of the It Pays to Stay program, Perfect Attendance Rewards Program. One lucky high school senior will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only perfect attendance high school seniors may qualify. For info, go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com to sign up. Registration deadline is Tuesday, September 30th.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Unsettled weather conditions in the forecast. Some much-needed rain also. Today we'll see sun give way to clouds. Maybe a shower thunderstorm later today, 90. Showers and thunderstorms look pretty possible tonight. Some may actually produce heavy downpours, 70 to 75. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll taper off tomorrow night, low of 70. Lots of leftover cloudiness Sunday. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And then the sports guy said, what?
Well documented. David Bailiff and I are good friends.
So Coach Sumlin knows quite a bit about the Rice program, which he will share with us here in just a little bit. Also, high school football action from last night and tonight with our high school football report and more. We'll do it for you in sports in 20 minutes.
I don't know why 10 minutes. Okay. I don't know why this took so long. They finally got into the science of coffee. Okay? Did you have some coffee this morning? Did you?
A bunch.
Okay. Ooh, pass a little bit. Coffee lovers know that not all caffeine is created equal, and now we've got the science behind it. Researchers sequenced the genome of the coffee plant and found that the caffeine in your morning cup evolved independently from caffeine found in other plants. Got their own thing going. According to LiveScience.com, researchers dug down into the genome of the Robusto, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The Robusto coffee plant, which accounts for about 30% of all the coffee produced in the world. And they found that the Robusto coffee has a larger number of genes related to alkaloid and flavonoid compounds. That's science talk for the stuff that makes your coffee smell good.
Mm.
And, you know, that's a part of it, too. That really is part of the deal, I think. You get used to that. Best part of waking up Folgers in your cup, you know, I mean, it's all been about what the smell of that coffee is and the aroma. And I can see where then you think that's a neat deal. The research also found that coffee has six genes just for one compound called linoleic acid.
Linoleic?
No, this is L-I-N-O-L-I-C.
Okay, linoleic.
Yep, linoleic acid is what creates coffee's distinctive smell after you've roasted the beans.
Mm.
The coffee researchers at the French Institute of Research and Development said that sequencing the coffee genome could be a significant step toward improving the coffee. Now, wait a minute. Are we going to have genetically modified coffee? We can't be doing that now. Don't be doing that. Because then they could make really bad coffee smell good, and then you'd buy it, and then it tastes like bad coffee.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
What's the compound in the smell of coffee after it's been on the burner for 4 hours?
Yeah, because we don't need it. That'd be a good story. Yeah. Anyhow.
How'd that go again? Thank you.
All right, so you're driving to school. You may have your youngin right there next to you, okay? A long time ago, we were told that kiddos' personalities are fully developed by the time they're 5 years old. Matter of fact, there was a Sigmund Freud who told us that. Well, now they're saying that's not the case.
I don't think so.
Yeah, a recent book about personality development reveals that your personality actually continues to develop at least up to the age of 25 and often later.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Different things that happen in your life, specifically your tendency to be outgoing, agreeable, conscientious, and emotionally stable. Turns out about 50% of that you get from your parents. By the way, personality is defined as a person's enduring thoughts, feelings, and actions. That's what makes us who we are, why we're different. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, I think it probably is probably right. Okay, we told you a few minutes ago about... Oh, yeah, yesterday we talked about the solar thing, the solar event. Do we have any more new information on the solar event?
It's supposed to be sometime today that it flies right over the top of us.
All right. It says power grid problems could be expected. The accuracy of your car's GPS may be affected. Oh, I hope not. You mean we'll have people out there driving around unsafely because they won't know how to get to Villa Maria and... Hello?
Hey, I want to give a plug to a website that my wife and I order our coffee off of. They donate they sell whole bean roasted beans.
Uh-huh.
And for every amount that we buy, and they do it by the cup.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you buy a pound of coffee, they call it 100 cups or whatever. But they donate half of what you buy to troops serving overseas.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really, really cool website. Can I give the name of it?
Oh, you ought to do that, yes.
It's Boca Java. And it's the absolute best coffee you'll ever have.
Okay.
And we use, it seems a little bit pricey, but because it's so fresh, we use about a third to a quarter of what we would normally use.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very, very
good.
Boca
Java. All right, very good. Thanks. You may not like their coffee, but you got to like the cause, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're talking a little while ago about they're sending kids home in England because, and it's at the Grimethorpe School, after all, but they're sending those kids home because, well, they're packing lunch, okay? They want to pack a lunch, and they're making rules that you can't do that. And so I was saying, well, that shouldn't be doing that. We're reasonable over here in U.S. America. Like the school district in Pennsylvania that has banned cupcakes.
Oh, that's just evil.
Derry Township says that they're putting a bigger emphasis on non-food rewards at the birthday parties and special occasions. No. Non-food rewards. Like the birthdays. The director of school and community information, that'd be Dan Trendick, explains, we're trying to encourage non-food rewards for students. Instead of cupcakes, the school officials are suggesting students bring pencils, pens, and stickers to wear. Or silly socks. Because, you see, if food is then tied to the special occasion, the more special occasions we have, oh, the more chance that the little chublings will become. And we wouldn't want that to happen.
Chublings. I don't know that I've heard that one. I like that a lot.
They suggest that you send carrots if you want to send food.
Oh, come on.
Hello.
In fairness, on the cupcake thing, a lot of kids can't consume gluten or dairy for allergy reasons. So non-food rewards might just be a safety thing, which I don't think sounds so bad.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I understand. I mean, that's the gluten thing does happen. If you have celiacs, then, you know, gluten-free is the way to go. Hello.
I'm standing here at Shipley's.
Yeah! Adam!
Okay, sir. Do not be deterred.
They do not have any maple-covered carrots that I can find.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
And, how would you like me to proceed?
Go ahead and buy something that has been fried or baked. And then drenched with a sugary coating.
If we make it clear that this is not any kind of reward or celebration.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes, you'll do that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Please lead on. Hello.
No. Typically when the donuts make it to the break room, I don't feel very rewarded. I feel very sad that I'm in there picking up yet another confection.
Another caloric generator?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that was a station manager who can't make a decision on an audible at a donut shop.
Your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Has your marriage failed to become everything you'd hoped it would be? If so, your problem may be a matter of extremes. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One of the most significant influences for how we behave in marriage comes from our upbringing. People raised in a troubled home, for example, likely grow up with parents who constantly fought with one another. When that child becomes an adult, they may do everything they can to avoid interacting as their parents did, like refusing to engage in conflict, even if it means they never express their opinion in their relationship. But there's also a downside to growing up with a mom and dad who never allowed their conflict to be seen. Kids from these homes often feel their relationship has to be a carbon copy of their parents. And when that first disagreement pops up in their marriage, they feel like failures and believe their marriage is doomed. The moral of the story? Allowing your expectations to swing to either extreme can kill your relationship. The best solution is to find a healthy middle ground. So don't focus on running from the negativity of your past. Every marriage is unique. You and your spouse need to find an identity for your relationship that best fits your personalities. It's the only way to build a successful marriage. For more insight into your relationship, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a second. Brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. Got high school started a little early this week as Rudder kicked off last night in Bastrop against Cedar Creek. After a bit of a weather delay because of lightning, they ran over Cedar Creek 48-20. Well, that was last night. Let's see what's happening this evening and through the weekend with Zach Taylor and the High School Football Report.
The Bryan Vikings are coming off a big 35-29 win over Conroe last week. Host Temple this evening at Merrill Green Stadium. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the 1-1 Wildcats.
If you watch their offense, you think it's RG3 three or four years ago at Baylor. You know, Coach Bradlin and Coach Riles were big buddies and have coached together and worked together. It looked like you got the Baylor offense out there, and that's what they try to emulate. So our defense will be tested, and they spread you from one side of the field to the other and try to pick on you.
Kickoff is tonight at 7:30, with pregame starting at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Navasota Rattlers have come hard out of the gate this season, starting out 2-0 and outscoring their opponents 128-13. Coach Lee Fedora knows it'll be a much more physical task tonight against 1-1 Cold Spring Oakhurst.
Coach Barbey is an outstanding coach. He's done a great job of that program. It kind of reminds me playing in the 70s, I guess, because it's smash mouth, and that's what he's going to do. His goal is to run it down your throat. What we've got to do is we can't allow them to have big plays on first down. We got to get them in those type of downs where they're going to have to change it up and throw the football, which is not their comfort zone.
The Rattlers and Trojans take the field at 7. Pregame starts at 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. Tomorrow it'll be A&M Consolidated in action, hitting the road to take on Fort Bend Elkins. After being ranked as high as 2nd in the preseason state polls, the Tigers are still looking for their first win. Coach Dave Rathfield hopes his guys will be able to improve their chemistry tomorrow against the 2-0 Knights.
It is the last non-district game. From here on out, it really does matter. So we need to come out and be all in sync on both offense, defense, and special teams.
Pregame starts at 5:30 with the 6 o'clock kickoff. Broadcast will be on Peace 107. Rounding out area play, Brazos Christian will try to remain perfect on the year when the Eagles host Bay Area Christian tomorrow at 7. College Station and St. Joseph have the week off. Remember, you can follow all of your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. We'll move over to Aggie football, where they've been prepping all week for a very experienced Rice team. And Coach Sumlin not only knows about the team, but he knows quite a bit about the head coach for the Owls.
It's well documented. David Bailiff and I are good friends. We were neighbors, pretty much, lived in the same neighborhood. You know, they're going to challenge us with, you know, our eye discipline, like we talked about, with play action, with giving some different motions and things like that defensively. And then offensively, you know, that's where he cut his teeth. You know, they're going to be tough. They're going to be safeties are going to fill in there. They're going to change it up. They're going to try to get after our young quarterback, and there's nothing in that program that says they're going to be the least bit intimidated coming in here to play us. They've had a bye week, Notre Dame, and a complete 2 weeks to get ready for us. We're going to get their best shot.
We start the Aggie football broadcast day in the Fan Zone starting at 5 o'clock. We go live from there. Then pregame at 7, and the kickoff is at 8 o'clock, all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M Soccer extended their consecutive home match win streak to 13 games with a 2-1 win over Florida Gulf Coast and the Eagles. Coach G. Guerrieri was happy to get the win, but he said the girls were about a half step off or so.
I thought that we played really well. We didn't finish off our chances. I mean, Florida Gulf Coast got two shots and scored on one of them. That's a pretty good percentage. We'd like to be, you know, clicking at that percentage. But I thought that our midfield looked as good as we've looked all year, some really good possession, some really good buildup, and just a half a step off here or there in the final third.
The Aggies return to the pitch Sunday as they host Marquette and the Golden Eagles. They start things off at 7. Texas A&M volleyball stunned sixth-ranked and previously unbeaten Southern California, upsetting the women of Troy at their house on the first day of the USC Classic. A&M closes out the Classic this evening as they take on number 13 at San Diego, first serve at 6:30. On out of the NFL, playing 3 days after Ray Rice had been released, the Ravens got a pair of touchdowns from Joe Flacco and rolled past rival Pittsburgh 26-6. Bernard Pierce took over for Rice and had 96 yards and 22 carries as part of the ground game for Baltimore that racked up 157 yards on the night. In NCAA action, Taysom Hill threw for 200 yards and a touchdown while running for another 160 yards and another score. By my light math, that's 360 plus yards and two touchdowns. Not a bad night to help number 25 BYU run past Houston 33-25. And finally, in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros had the night off, but the Angels pitching staff sure didn't. It took eight Angels pitchers, and they combined for a 7-3 win over the Texas Rangers to give the Angels their eighth straight win. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a pretty funny idea for a TV show. Daily Variety reports that ABC has given a pilot commitment to a series called Couch Detective. It's about a 30-something-year-old female who helps solve crimes based on her encyclopedic knowledge of every true crime TV special, police drama, and made-for-TV movie that's ever been out there.
That could be really funny.
Might work. Well, it's got Jerry Bruckheimer behind it, so it's certainly got plenty of money. You don't have to worry about that. All right, here we go. Brazos Valley weather. It's kind of interesting. The rain basically stretches on a line from El Paso to Memphis. Let that sink in.
Wow.
Headed this way. We'll see what happens. We've got pretty nice temps. High today only 93 with a 70% chance of rain. 66 for a low tonight with a 70% chance of rain. 75 right now. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.